Hi, I'm Alan Weiss, and from the studios of Howling Dogs International, this is The Way I See It. My topic today is lying to yourself. That's right, lying to yourself. You see these people whose resumes finally come up short. They hold responsible positions, many of them in academia, and someone finds out by accident that the PhD they had from Northwestern really never existed, or the master's they had from Southern Cal was based on just 4 days taking classes there, or the fact that they've claimed that they've done work in Ethiopia really was some work done in Italy looking at picture postcards of Ethiopia. You ask yourself how this can happen to people in responsible positions. I mean, even if at one point in their lives they've lied or fibbed or exaggerated, once they got to important positions, they take it out of their resume, right? It's no longer needed, right? Wrong. It's still there because they've come to believe it themselves. And the point is, when you lie to yourself often enough, you begin to believe it. Some years ago, the chief of naval operations, the highest ranking admiral in the Navy, killed himself. This was a man who worked himself up from the ranks. He was not an Annapolis graduate, and he's one of the few people ever to achieve a rank like that coming up through the ranks. He was highly respected. And someone pointed out that of the 40 combat ribbons on his chest, this is a well-decorated, valorous man, one of them had a star on it that didn't belong there. It's the difference between being in a theater and seeing action or not seeing action or whatever it was. It was a minor thing, but indeed he was wearing the wrong star on this particular bar amidst 40 bars on his chest, and he felt he was disgraced, and he killed himself. And so many people in the course of their careers go beyond honest mistakes. They tell a fib, they tell a lie, and they begin to believe it, and it grows and grows. They were the third string end who played only occasionally and never in an important game, but 20 years later, they're talking about catching the key touchdown pass in the championship game. They're the bit player who never had the voice to play the lead, but they talk about starring in the High School Musical. They're the consultant who had a handful of minor clients of a small dimension who suddenly had become Fortune 50 companies. They're the person who looked at a school to study in and took some correspondence courses, but suddenly has an advanced degree after 3 years of work. This is one perverse aspect of the power of self-talk. We convince ourselves, and we actually believe the lie after a while. This, by the way, provides some great disappointments in life when push comes to shove. A lot of people will tell you that the way to deal with these kinds of things is to use self-affirmation. And self-affirmation are things like they can knock you down, but they can't knock you out, and you're always your own best friend, and all of this stuff, which essentially are a pack of lies. They can knock you down, they can knock you out, they can hurt you. The idea is not to be hit. And what happens is when you finally are in the position that you've been using affirmations to protect yourself from, you tend to fail miserably because the affirmation can't get you through the day. You actually have to perform. The Prussian army under Frederick the Great was one of the great armies of all time. But after Frederick's passing, it became a shadow of itself with this bold facade. It marched and it gleamed, dress right dress, and it put on all the showmanship of a great army, but it really couldn't fight. And as soon as the French put it to the test, it collapsed. They kept living the lie. When you come to the position of having to enforce what you're talking about, you fail. You remember the Seinfeld episode with George where he kept claiming he was a marine biologist to try to impress this woman he was trying to date. And finally this whale gets stranded and they say, is there a marine biologist on the beach? And she says, yes, yes, George is a marine biologist. Sometimes that's the fix you get into. So there are these all too common lies we tell ourselves, you know, I'll get to that. Oh, things will correct themselves. Hey, there's plenty of time. Don't worry, I have the discipline to do that. Liars get caught most of the time because the truth is always so much simpler than the lie. And so the truth tends to out. And when you lie to yourself, after all, you're lying to everyone. And I'm telling you the truth about that. I'm Alan Weiss. That's the way I see it.